Hello guys, and welcome back to the IMHO Reviews channel. Mindvalley doesn't issue refunds despite their 15-day money-back guarantee. The courses seem worthless. You can get the same information from a $15 book. It feels like a cult, and I don't want to be a part of it. Okay, today I'm going to share the truth about Mindvalley. There are a lot of misconceptions about the company, which is understandable given how unique Mindvalley is. It's completely different from any other online learning platform like Skillshare or Udemy, and many people don't understand how it works and what skills you can actually learn there. So, how helpful are Mindvalley courses in real life? From my experience, very much so. Sure, you can't learn how to code, create videos, or make lasagna on Mindvalley, but there are plenty of other places for that. But how many platforms teach you about confidence or charisma, which, by the way, are skills that can be learned, rather than traits that someone is just born with? Or show you how to reach your full potential, build strong relationships, and attract abundance? Mindvalley gives you tools to develop better focus, resilience, courage, and intuition, and create a life that is more fulfilling and satisfying. Even though these skills are very beneficial in life, you cannot learn them simply by reading about them. It's a combination of both internal and external work that can be accomplished through subconscious mind techniques, hypnosis and meditation, as well as external practices, such as taking action, focusing on your thoughts, and working on your posture. Reflective work through journaling is also helpful. One of the reasons that some people are so skeptical about Mindvalley is its price, which is slightly higher than that of some other platforms. Is it a valid concern? Well, let's see. You can get a Mindvalley membership for $499 a year, or you can buy a book by one of Mindvalley's coaches for just $15. But I can assure you that reading a book, even a great one, is not going to be the same as taking a course. Each Mindvalley quest is designed in a way that you only have to spend 10 to 15 minutes a day watching a video lesson or listening to audio. And when you try to balance your career, family, and 100 other small things, you just don't have any time to waste. Plus, I don't know about you, but when I listen to audiobooks, I often get distracted and can't properly focus. With Mindvalley, I don't have this problem because the courses are really engaging. And I'm actually looking forward to new lessons every morning. So, do I think that the price is too high? Honestly, no. You gain access to over 60 courses. All of them are professionally filmed, and the trainers are just incredible. I mean, I've taken courses on many platforms, but their quality didn't even compare to Mindvalley's. Live calls are another Mindvalley feature that I recently discovered that I absolutely love. As you know, a lack of communication is a big problem in our modern society. Oftentimes, people are not able to deal with their problems and feel like there is no one to talk to. Sure, you could go to a therapist, but that does cost a lot of money, and not everyone can afford that. Live calls are already included in Mindvalley membership, and it's a great way to connect with like-minded people who are going through the same thing as you. Just recently, I had a big argument with my wife, and I needed to blow off some steam. And I joined one of the live calls. Now, I don't usually like to talk about my feelings, and I wasn't sure how I would feel being surrounded by total strangers. I was prepared for it to be an awkward experience. But after a few minutes, I found myself getting lost in their stories and sharing my own. It was nice to be able to offer and receive advice in a moment of need. After all, we are still a herding society, so we need to see that there are others who are doing the same thing. And how awesome is it when you can just join a daily video call and talk to people about things that are on your mind right now? I have great friends, but it's not that fun talking to them about building new habits, rewiring the brain, or inducing self-hypnosis techniques. They are just not into it. And now that I have people to discuss these things with, it just feels great. Mindvalley is a community, and for me, that alone makes it worth it. Speaking of a community, I saw that there are people on the internet who are worried about Mindvalley being a kind of cult. That sounds pretty bizarre to me, but let's take a look and see whether there is some truth behind this. But first, we should define the word cult. According to Wikipedia, in modern English, a cult is a group that is defined by its unusual religious, spiritual, or philosophical beliefs and rituals, or its common interest in a particular personality, object, or goal. So, by that definition, it appears that Mindvalley is somewhat of a cult. Let's break it down. Is Mindvalley a social group? Yes. Do they have unusual spiritual and philosophical beliefs? Well, this one's a tricky one because we live in the 21st century and hypnosis, yoga, meditation, and self-improvement exercises have become a norm in our society. Do Mindvalley coaches and students have common interests? Well, yes and no. What most of us have in common is a desire to grow as humans. But everyone has a different journey. So, in that sense, we can say that Mindvalley is a cult, like any school or university is. But of course, there are no religious or devotional practices, and the members do not worship anyone. There are a lot of stories out there about people changing their lives with Mindvalley. But let me tell you a story about what happened to me last year when I stopped taking Mindvalley courses. By then, I had already been a member of Mindvalley for about a year. And it was going great. My business was doing good, I was feeling well, and I had great relationships with my family. My wife and I were expecting our second child, so I decided to invest some of our savings into cryptocurrency and NFTs, hoping that it would give me more free time once the baby arrives. At first, I thought it was going well, so I thought that I should just do it full time, and so I focused on new projects instead of my own business. Contrary to what I expected, I barely had any free time anymore, and because of that, I had to ditch my daily self-care routine of short workouts, morning walks while listening to Mindvalley courses, and meditations. I was also not getting enough sleep. Basically, I stopped doing everything that I learned on Mindvalley. So, what happened next? Well, I started waking up at night, all stressed out, and I was always feeling irritated and angry. I just stopped enjoying life, which led to health problems. And of course, my relationship with my wife and my son was worse than ever. I got to a point when I was feeling so sick that almost any food that I ate caused a severe allergy. Then one day, after an especially hard week that I spent sick in bed, I started to notice that it was becoming harder and harder to remember words sometimes. I was depressed and scared. I woke up to see that 70 to 90% of the value of my investments were just gone. Poof. This was a wake-up call that I really, really needed. Slowly, I started to get myself back together. I resumed my daily practices. I started meditating and working out again. I focused on myself and my family and tried to rebuild our relationship. And of course, I started taking Mindvalley courses again, and it played a huge role in this process. The course that helped me the most during that time was Brian Bliss. It was one of the lesser-known courses on Mindvalley, but I'm highlighting it because I believe it's a very good restorative practice that includes 22 meditations, one for each day, that focus on seven brain neurochemicals, such as dopamine, oxytocin, and serotonin. These are the exact neurochemicals that are responsible for happiness, desire, motivation, a feeling of friendship and love, and even euphoria. After days 15 to 16, I started feeling like me again. I'm still not 100% where I want to be, but I am getting there. Does that mean that you can't have a great life without Mindvalley? Of course not. Everyone is different. But for me, Mindvalley has truly been a life-changing experience. But as you can see from my story, just learning skills won't do the trick. You have to actually apply them. I know that people often expect to see results without putting in any work, but this is rarely ever the case. After completing a Mindvalley quest, you may feel like you're ready to take on the world. But in reality, it takes time and effort to see real change. Be patient with yourself, and don't give up if you don't see results immediately. With a little bit of perseverance, you'll be amazed at what you can achieve. And even though learning Mindvalley skills requires effort, these are the skills that will stay with you forever. Lots of people abandon their goals and dreams simply because it feels like a lot of work. However, since our brain is neuroplastic, you can use it to reprogram your subconscious mind. The key is to change the old paradigm so that this internal work becomes enjoyable and that your body and brain are craving the next experience, the next change. And after you've made these changes, you won't be able to return to your old ways of living. When it comes to taking courses on Mindvalley, I want to give you one main piece of advice. Don't take too many courses at once. That's what I did when I first joined the platform, and it was overwhelming. I get it. There are so many cool things that you can learn on Mindvalley, and it's hard to resist the temptation and join all of the courses at once. But it's better to focus on one or two skills at a time, and then move to the next ones. This way, you'll have the time to absorb the knowledge, and not only build new habits, but also make them stick. Now, before I finish this video, I wanted to address one last issue. As you probably know, Mindvalley offers a 15-day refund on their membership. It's a great way to try the platform risk-free. Now, I checked it myself, and the refund process is really easy and straightforward, and it takes just a few clicks. However, there are people who forget to cancel their membership within these 15 days, and then go to Trustpilot to complain about the issue. This happens to all companies that offer a free trial. So, what I'm trying to say is that if you decide you no longer want to be a member of Mindvalley, go ahead and cancel your account before the trial ends to avoid any charges. It's as simple as that. I believe that in this crazy world that we are living in, it's important to learn skills that help us become better versions of ourselves. And Mindvalley is one of my favourite places for that.